is up. It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron, the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got the controversial fleas behind the glass. Oh, we'll talk about that a little bit. That was news today. Stirring the pot. The Knicks make some news. We'll get into that in a little bit. NBA free agency ish is about to hit the fan. It'll be a fun time for the NBA. The Knicks have broken the NBA. Teams are scrambling to dethrone the champs, and it feels good to say that. But unfortunately, around these parts, baseball sucks. The Mets suck. 15 games on the 500. The Yankees, historically bad on offense. 3-9 their last 12. Baseball in New York stinks. It's unwatchable. Both teams. You add Eric Chavez stuff, the Juan Soto stuff, Lindor mad at the manager, went to get Manaea, but Bo Bichette crying his return to Toronto. A lot has happened since the last time I was on the air last week. Carlos Mendoza no longer the manager of the Mets. Too little, too late. You name Andy Green the manager and then say, oh, he's going back to the front office next year. So why the hell would I want to give him all for this manager? But I'm going to start with the Yankees because they're the only relevant baseball team in this town. And they've been pathetic. Pathetic. Get swept in Boston. Four game set. Get embarrassed at home. Casey Mize, 10 Ks a career high. Pitched his ass off. And he's a free agent after this year. Hello, David Stearns. But the Yankee offense has been terrible. You don't believe me? During these last 12 games, they're 3-9. An average of 183, 13 homers, 31 RBIs. Bellinger, batting 122. 5 hits, 1 run scored. Ben Rice, 149. 7 hits, 2 homers, 4 RBIs. Paul Goldschmidt, who has been awesome for the Yanks this year. Batting 214, 9 hits, 3 homers, 5 RBIs. Jazz Chisholm, who took a flying form to the face from Jason Dominguez. Because, I don't know, no one called for the ball. He's batting 171, 6 hits, 2 homers, 3 RBIs. Jose Caballero, 179, 7 hits, 1 homer, 5 RBIs. Jason Dominguez, 209, 9 hits, 1 homer, 3 RBIs. And a guy who absolutely is putrid. You might as well just put an out on the board. A guy I was rooting for this year, Austin Wells. He's batting 061 with 2 hits. That's it. They've been bad. And it's not just the hitting. Ryan Weathers got smoked out today by the Tigers. An inning and 2/3. 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts. See you later. He's been bad. 2-3 with an ERA of 5.55 his last 5 starts. Will Warren, 1-2, 4.21 ERA his last 5 starts. Carlos Rodon's been good. Garrett Cole, 1-3 with a 6.12 ERA. The Yankees have been bad. So much so that the Rays, who were going through a tough time about a couple weeks ago, are now in first place. They're 7-3 in their last 10, where the Yanks are 2-8. We got later on Cam Schlittler. Can he end this losing streak versus Skubal? A guy I think the Yankees should go after because they might not be baseball next year as well. You went all in for Juan Soto. You got to the World Series. You saw what Juan Soto did. Put the team on his back. The goal is to win a championship. That's the goal. And I'm always going for it. Let's do it. Go for it. I preach that they should go for Juan Soto. before they traded for him. And they did. And I applauded the move. I didn't care what they gave up. The goal is to win a World Series. You're the New York Yankees. Your track record of hugging prospects stinks. You know the guys. We've talked about it ad nauseum, about the New York Yankees and the prospects that if they would have moved them at their highest value, the guys they could have had. Well, Skubal is the cream of the crop. Two-time Cy Young Award winner. A difference maker. A game changer. A legit ace. Do you have confidence that Garrett Cole, when it's all said and done this season, come playoff time, he's going to be ready to go? I don't. Tommy John's a tricky thing. He's throwing 100, but it's getting hit back at 115. Ryan Weathers, nice story to start the season. Not anymore. Will Warren, nice story. Not anymore. Max Fried, anybody seen him? The strength of this Yankee team was their starting pitching. The depth. And right now, it hasn't been good. And when your offense stinks as well, so the pitching stinks, the hitting stinks, you look like the Mets. That's the truth. See, the Yankees have the advantage, though, of being in the American League, and it's not their fault. Besides the Rays, the rest of the division is under 500. In the Central, White Sox in first place, Guardians game out, and the rest of the division under 500. And then in the West, the Rangers above 500 for the first time since, I believe, late April. The Mariners are 500, and then the rest of the division is under 500. So six teams in the American League above 500, which means if the playoffs started today, and I hate doing this, but it is what it is, you'd have the Rays, White Sox, Rangers, Yankees, Guardians, Mariners. The Mariners at 500. Do any of those teams scare you? Maybe the Rangers? But do any of those teams scare you? The Yankees' run differential is plus 97. The next best is tied. It's the Rays and the White Sox, plus 24. Now, the Yankees have been snake-bitten by the injury bug. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Max Fried, Ryan McMahon now. Jazz Chisholm, again, got a form to the head. Who knows? Did he get concussed? Dominguez ran into the wall. They've been snake bit. Austin Wells was hurt. It's not like you missed him anyway. And guys who have an MVP seasons, Paul Goldschmidt and Ben Rice, are struggling big time. Everyone in the lineup is struggling right now. And that's not good. That's not good. Now, baseball's a long season. We all know it. But right now, the Yankees are just a miserable baseball team to watch. They are. Do I have confidence that when it's all said and done, that they'll be all right? Well, I got to see what happens with all the injuries. I have to see what happens with Aaron Judge, if he's going to be that same player he was before the injury. Will Max Fried be that dude? You know, Garrett Cole came back about a month ago from his Tommy John. Can he establish himself as the ace of the rotation again? Or will this be one of those years for him where it's just getting his, you know, trying to get everything back? And hopefully, everything turns out to be okay. And he had all this talk about Spencer Jones, and then you're pinch hitting for him in Boston. For some third-string jabroni. Again, nice story. But I'd rather Spencer Jones versus Aroldis Chapman. I know it's lefty-lefty, but the kid's got pop. That's how you find out what your prospects are made of. So what now? What now with this team? They've lost five in a row. Again, 3-9 their last 12. They're batting 183 as a team. Horrendous. Up and down the lineup. The starting pitching hasn't been great. David Bednar's got his act together. They need bullpen help. Their catching position's a black hole. It's an automatic out. I laugh because Austin Wells versus Casey Mize yesterday. And he challenges a pitch. He gets it correct. I said, here comes strike three, no matter what. And what happens? Swing and a miss. He misses the ball by like 6 inches, strike three. And then he curses out loud, you know. Bleh! Well, you stink! Giancarlo Stanton as well, the injury of him. Forgot him. Stanton's missing. So the Yanks are missing a lot of guys. If you want to spin this into positive, the fact that they're missing all these people and they're 12 games above 500, that's a plus. But can they hold on to the division? Because we all know when the Yankees have home field, it's a different story compared to when they don't under Aaron Boone. It's a different story. Now, I've seen the debates on social media. I've heard some of the callers last week and some today how the Yankees need to trade for Skubal. I almost said we. Yankees need to trade for Skubal or the Yankees shouldn't trade for Skubal. I would do it. I would do it. Again, you don't know what you're going to get from Gerrit Cole. I know he still has half a season to go to figure it out, but I'd rather have the guarantee in Skubal than let's see if he figures it out in Gerrit Cole coming off the surgery. And then getting Skubal will take some pressure off Gerrit Cole. And imagine that in the postseason. Freed, Skubal, Rodon, and Cole. Yes, I know it's a lot of lefties, but I don't care. Game one, Skubal. Game two, Cole. Game three, Freed. Or mix it up, whatever you want. But you have Tarik Skubal, the two-time Cy Young Award winner at the top of the rotation in the playoffs. You got to feel pretty damn good about your chances of winning. Then I take my chances the rest of the series. Now, I don't want to hear, well, it's about catching the Dodgers. No, it's not. It's about getting to the World Series, and then whoever it is, so be it. Whether it's the Phillies, whether it's the Braves, whether it's the Cubs who are playing red-hot baseball right now, whether it's the Dodgers. But you worry about the National League when you get there. Just like I said with the Knicks, you don't worry about the Western Conference when you hear all these idiots saying, well, you know, they're not better than OKC, they're not better than the Spurs, they're not better than the Nuggets, they're not better than Houston. Well, they're going to play all four of those teams in the finals? Jackasses? No, they're not. It's one of them. One of those teams. But you have to get there first. And I think a power move to get Skubal to put in this rotation. Again, you might not have baseball next year. Which means you lose a year of Aaron Judge as well in the process. You're trying to win now. Worry about what happens later with the prospects down the road. You're the freaking New York Yankees. It's title or bust, right? That's what the Yankee fans love to put out, love to stick their chest about. We're about titles. We're not the little brother. Well, then why are you worried about trading for Skubal and giving up prospects? Why? Don't you want to win? That's what it's about. Prospects are a dime a dozen. Tarik Skubal's not. He changes the landscape. He gives you an even bigger advantage at the top of the rotation. A certified ace. Then you can move some of these pieces to the bullpen. And strengthen your bullpen. Now, I put a question on social media. You have Luke Weaver having a badass season right now. I think he's scoreless in the last 23 innings. Yes, I know it ended terribly for the Yanks and him. He was not happy. But would you give up one of your pitching prospects for Luke Weaver to help strengthen his bullpen? It's not like he has a choice. He doesn't have a no trade. I believe it has a no trade clause, so who cares what he wants? It's about what the Mets need and what the Yankees need. Would you do that trade? Catching position? You know, you hear the name Ryan Jeffers a lot from Minnesota. I've heard some people mention Terenz behind the plate for defense, and he's much better than Austin Wells. I never thought I'd say that about Austin Wells, but what a disaster he's been. Might as well go up swing without a bat, because that's what it feels like. Then you have the manager. Well, he's got some good cuts. I like his swings. I like his approach. He's an automatic out, Aaron! Or as they call him, Booney. He's an automatic out.
Well, he's making contact and he's putting...
Who cares? It's about results. And he stinks. Now, if everybody's clicking, or for the most part, you know, a good amount of guys are clicking offensively, then he can hide in this lineup. But with so many guys stinking it up right now during this 12-game stretch, he's front and center. He's the poster boy for suckage. Again, the Yankees right now are just a bad baseball team right now. They're going through it, 3-9. They're going through it. It's okay to say it's bad baseball. It's okay to say they stink right now. But they're 48-36. That's the positive spin. They need to start getting some of these guys back. They do. Because, again, for the Yankees, home field advantage in the playoffs is pretty much a lock for them. Under Aaron Boone, they're undefeated with home field. And this year, in a weak American League, Yankees have home field, they'll get to the World Series. If they don't, I do not know.